We know Oakland's going to be a hungry team coming in. They've improved in the last couple weeks under Tony Sperano. I was fortunate to work with him in New York. And for a rookie quarterback, Carr's playing pretty well. You use a coaching cliche, you know, he can make all the throws. Well, this is a kid that can legitimately make all the throws.
We know what we're up for, and yeah, their record may be what it is, but records don't matter in this league. It matters about going out and executing on Sunday. So when you sit there and watch the film and you're watching a defense who has players like that, you don't pay attention to the record. You just see what the film tells you and then be ready for that.
Brian Hoyer's thrown only two interceptions so far this year, and a big reason why: the running game and the complementary passing game off of it. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by Jim Plunkett for our Raider Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Jim, this is a third down and two.
Right.
Cleveland's going to go to what's known as 13 personnel, one back, three tight ends, just one wide receiver on third and two. The Steelers think they're going to run it. They don't run it. They throw it deep down the field.
And it's a great play action pass by Hoyer. He fakes a run to the right side. All these linebackers bite, the cornerback bite. Everybody comes up to attack the ball, and sure enough, Jordan Cameron is able to get behind everybody for the score.
Jordan Cameron last year was a Pro Bowler, 80 catches and 7 touchdowns. 84 is the guy they're going to. Nice play fake and then a deep shot down the field. And that's a corner on him in Cortez Allen. All right, this next play, Jim, is a first and 10 from the 47.
Right.
They're going to take a logo shot from midfield. Travis Benjamin will go in at long motion. He runs the deep over. All the Steelers go to him, and they leave Jordan Cameron again undefended.
And once again, it's because of the running game. He goes in motion that way. The tight ends all blocked down. Jordan Cameron comes down, holds the linebackers, holds the safeties. The play action is this way. And all he does is sneak out to the other side of the field behind everybody. It works to perfection.
They fake the stretch going to the right, and they roll the quarterback on the bootleg coming back left.
And here's Jordan Cameron faking a block. This side of the field, Jordan Cameron's all by himself. Down the sideline, you have to chase him from behind by number 99. He gets all the way to the 3-yard line. It was well executed, well thought out, big play.
And it's all off the stretch running game. Think of the Houston Texans. Think of Mike Shanahan and the way Denver ran in the belly, pulls it out, misdirection, then a throwback the other way. They also had, you know, Benjamin rolling to the quarterback side, but it's a throwback the other way, Jim.
Yeah, it's exactly looking for the big play on first down, and they got it.
All right, this next one, Jim, is a second and 6. Again, they're going to run that same outside zone run to the right, boot the quarterback left, and now they're going to Miles Austin, the former Dallas Cowboy, on an over route again.
And once again, you know, good play action fake to the right side of the field. The quarterback comes out this way, away from the action, and Miles Austin comes across the field wide open, nobody around to defend against the pass. And once again, the run sets it up, good play action, throws it right on target.
And very nice touch by Brian Hoyer. He has good feet, Jim, getting out there. And to loft this over the coverage just beautifully to hit Austin on stride, that's a nice throw.
Yeah, he's maturing as a quarterback, getting more playing time, more confidence. You know, here's a guy you're going to have to put pressure on again.
So Brian Hoyer's looked good. He's got them at 3-3.
Right.
And we're not talking much about Johnny Manziel at all, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Well, I think there's a good reason. You know, I think Hoyer's performed pretty well since the start of the season. He had that great 25-point comeback, and he's one of the leading passers in the league. He's very careful, big play kind of guy, and I think you have to stick with him a little bit longer.
Cleveland Browns off to a 3-3 start, and the Oakland Raiders 0-6 trying to get their first win of the season. Many thanks to Donald Penn, the Raiders left tackle, for dropping by in the Silver and Black Show, and as always, the head coach of the Raiders, Tony Sperano. We'll join you next week as we get you set for the Raiders up against the Seattle Seahawks up in the Pacific Northwest. For Jim Plunkett, I'm Greg Pop. I think you're ready. Enjoy the Raiders and the Cleveland Browns on Sunday.
It's like it fixed the
49 seconds to go. Into the end zone.
Don't be the aggressor today. We're taking the first points to him. Let's go.
Was it intercepted?
I think Oakland got it.
Oakland intercepted the ball.
Michael Davis is the man that picked it off.
Intercepted by Charles Woodson.
That's just a great play at a very critical time. How he came up with that ball is a miracle.
What a victory for the Oakland Raiders.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.